dished out.
Okay, well, what about the one that she uses when she's drying?
The drying cloth?
Oh, yeah. Now, is there one that you use to wash your face with when you're taking a bath?
That's a face towel.
That's a face towel. And the bigger one that you dry yourself off with, that's just...
Bath towel.
That's a bath towel, I see. You know, in your kitchen, over your sink, that thing that the water comes out of, what do people call that?
You mean where you run the water into the sink?
Uh-huh.
I call them the spouts to the sink.
The spouts. Well, now, if...
Hot water spout and cold water spout, it's the two of them.
Oh, yeah, and the thing that the water actually comes out of, you call that...
The drain part of the sink?
Now, that's what the water goes through, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the bottom part where you drain it out, the drain pipe of the sink.
Well, when you turn the water on, you know, where the water comes out, what do you call that thing?
When you turn it on?
Uh-huh.
That's what I call the spout to the sink. Water spout.
Uh-huh. Well, what if that thing was outside, you know, the thing that you hook up your hose to?
Hydrant?
That's a hydrant. You know these, have you ever seen these portable water containers that sometimes men who are working out on the road use them? Take them with them.
Let's see, what do you call them things? Call a water cooler.
Oh yeah. Now, do those things have some kind of button or something on them that you can press and the water will come?
Yeah, there's a little spout down there. You press the button, hold your cup under it.
Uh-huh.
Drains out in it, yeah.
I see. You mentioned barrel a minute ago. Did people used to buy flour by the barrel?
Yeah, they bought
like
flour
that?
By the barrel.
I see.
Almost 400 pounds in a barrel. A barrel of flour was 8 sacks of flour, and a sack of flour weighed 48 pounds.
I see. So flour could come in sacks, too?
Yeah, come in sacks, come in barrels.
What kind of sacks were those? Were they cloth?
Yeah, they were cloth sacks. No, none else would hold them except a cloth sack, old flour, sifted out.
Have you ever heard people call those cloth sacks anything else in particular?
Some of them call them muslin sacks.
Muslin sacks?
Yeah, muslin cloth.
Well, now, is that the same thing as a tow sack?
No, tow sack's made out of jute or grass, something that kind. And coarse strings, anything slip through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's sifted on through it. We used to use a tow sack to put the cotton poison in to shake it out when we rode a horse and had two sacks of poison on a hoe handle and shook it on each row as we went down for army worms.
Mm-hmm. I see. I see. Well, used to, if people wanted to buy a good bit of lard at one time, what did that usually come in?
Barrel.
That came in a barrel.
Barrel, a big can.
I see. Well, have you ever heard anybody around here talk about a stand of lard?
What?
A stand? A stand of lard?
I don't know if I've heard it called a stand of lard.
Uh-huh.
I heard it called barrel of lard because the stores used to get the lard by the barrel.
Uh-huh.
They'd open it, get it, dip it out, whatever you wanted to put in it. You brought your bucket, and filled your bucket, and weighed it, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bought so many pounds of lard.
Yeah,
then later on, the Pure Food Drug Administration got them started putting it in packages, you know, pasteboard packages.
Right, I see.
Buckets, first buckets, and then packages, and both ways.
Well, you know, if people were bottling some kind of liquid, maybe wine or something like that, something that they might use to keep it from spilling all over the